North Gallery's Compass FM. And we now welcome into the studio a chat with Rangiora Arts Society representative Julie Hassell. Good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon.
It's good to see you. Here was Julie, came in all rugged up from that terrible winter afternoon that we're having out there. Now, Julie, tell us what is new for the Rangiora Arts Society in May.
Yes, so another month. So we have the new May Art Show at Falls of Desire Cafe in Conway Lane. So that launches on Wednesday, the 8th of May. So excited about the May theme inquiry, which includes at the cafe, tea or coffee, fabulous food, honey, the colour honey beige. So the art submissions are looking fabulous, and we look forward to presenting the new art show next week. Also, you'll notice the new art show signage at Falls of Desire Cafe. So logos have been added to our sandwich boards outside and directional signage on the front counter and through to the art show. So Coral Design has done a great job of the signage. It is bright and eye-catching, which helps to remind customers to check out the art show when they visit the cafe.
Well, wow, you've got quite a bit going on there. So interesting arts events on that are in the Waimakariri district. What have we got coming up?
Yeah, so obviously we have three local galleries. So we have the Chamber Gallery at the Rangiora Library, and they're showing Whakawhito Crossover until 23rd of May, and that's a stunning collection of works by Claire Aldham Land and Jan Robertson, and that's during library hours. And then Art on the Quay at the Kaipoi Library present the official opening of All Shapes and Sizes, so that's tomorrow evening actually, so head along to that. Everybody's welcome at 5:30 p.m. It's the inaugural solo exhibition by Mandy Palmer, a North Canterbury based figurative artist. This exhibition is a celebration of the human form and the beauty within all shapes and sizes. So that's on until the 6th of June, and viewing is during library hours. So hoping to get along to that myself. Mandy's a personal friend of mine, and yeah, her work's really lovely. So yeah, encourage people to go along to the opening, and I think there probably will be some light refreshments served. So yeah, it's a fun night out.
Fabulous.
Yes. And then Oxford Gallery is exhibiting the Tamatea Dusky Sound 1995. So this is a selection of photographs by four artists who travelled into Dusky Sound in May of 1995 to engage with the extraordinary wild environment and historically significant place. So that's only on until the 12th of May. So viewing Thursday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Oxford Gallery.
Well, there's always plenty going on, isn't there, in our own little quarter of the world.
Yes.
So what opportunities are coming up for Waimakariri artists? Is there anything happening?
Yes. So I spoke a little bit about the Kaipoi Art Expo last month. So currently the artist registrations actually close this Friday, the 10th of May. So if you're sort of thinking of putting a registration in for that, go to World Wide Web kaipoiartexpo.co.nz to complete your online registration form. So the Kaipoi Art Expo, this is actually on, it's not until the 6th, 7th of July, but it's a fabulous exhibition with over 100 Waimakariri artists and schools exhibiting artwork. The exhibition is a highlight of the Fire and Ice Festival and well supported by our local art buyers. So yeah.
So do you know how they're going, Julie, with the registrations for that?
Have they? Yeah. I think I'm actually a trustee on the Kaipoi Art Expo board, so yeah, hopefully I think we're meeting on Sunday, so we'll sort of get a bit more of an update about what the registrations are looking like. So I think they've been really good, so
awesome.
It's looking like it's going to be a great show for this year, but obviously there's still a wee way to go, and I've put in a registration for myself, so
yay.
I'll have a panel this year as
what
well.
What are you going to be exhibiting? Can you tell us, or is it a big secret?
Yes, I can. So my panel's called Black on White.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm going to tell you. I might tell you a bit more about it next month. But
you can give us another tease next month, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So have you been working on these artworks specifically for this?
Some of us do.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So it just depends on the artist whether they want to put sort of a theme or a look on their panel. Some people are producing art all the time, so they have quite a body of work. Personally, I like to do my own panel and do something new each year, just to create a bit of excitement. And I think it, in some ways it's a little bit more impactful for people, if just sort of stands out from perhaps what people are doing for other exhibitions. So yeah, I like to do something original. Because I'm a contemporary artist, I like to work with collage and fabric, so my work is a wee bit different to your average normal sort of painter. So yeah, I mix lots of media and textures and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's really fun.
Are you alone and using different mediums, or
is
it?
It's kind of perhaps a new thing. There's a lot of creatives out there that are multifaceted in terms of their skills and perhaps even their backgrounds. So a lot of people are bringing new things onto the canvas and exploring different types of media and mixing things. And I think, you know, traditional is great, and there's and there's some beautiful artwork being produced, but it's actually really nice to sort of push the cutting edge and do something that's a wee bit more contemporary, perhaps is a little bit more cutting edge for people's homes, because you know, a lot of our art that's bought is to go home for people to display their home, and you know, perhaps they don't like a landscape, or they want something a little bit more contemporary for their homes.
And I mean, If you think of art over the last couple of centuries, things have changed quite dramatically over that period of time. And of course, without experimentation, you don't know where you know what I mean. You've got to try different things.
Well, I think it's exciting. And you know, artists are always inspired by artists from previous centuries anyway. So we do a lot of research into what other artists have done previously, and you know, we can take elements of that. But it is really nice to sort of be pushing the envelope and trying new things and presenting new things for people. So yeah, it's fun. It's neat to be working in that space. It's really cool.
Well, and all the best for that. Well, we'll see you before then, but all the best for the exhibition in Kaipoi that's coming up in July.
Thank you, should
be quite a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for your time, Julie Hassel from Rangira Arts Society, and we'll see you back again in another month.
Yes,
looking forward to that.
Compass FM.